Hey guys, today's podcast is with James Walrod. James has been on our show in the past year or so talking about rates and premiums and all of that good stuff when it comes to loans. He is my go-to guy whenever I have a question, a new client, or I need a local person to help us out, especially a VA guy. So James, why don't you tell us you've had a change in your business?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. I recently made a move over to Veterans United Home Loans of Hampton Roads. Veterans United is one of the premier lenders in the country. They're very good at VA loans. We still do FHA and conventional loans, but they've obviously kind of got the VA loan all figured out. And the cool thing with our local branch is they've been branching out over the last couple years, trying to get some local presences in markets like ours. And so we are now the local source and the expert in Hampton Roads on the VA loan and other mortgage products as well. But Veterans United is my new home, and getting excited about getting the word out there.
And you're over in the Lynn Haven corridor, right?
Yes, that's correct. We're right on the corner of Lynn Haven Parkway and Viking Drive, right by the post office.
Good deal. And we're seeing a lot more VA buyers. I mean, a couple years ago it was all conventional, so we're really flipping back over to that VA buyer with being able to keep that cash in their pocket and put their down payment into the VA loan.
Absolutely. You know, in our area, the VA loan is absolutely, I think, the best loan that's out there. If you have the benefit of being able to use it and have it available to you, you've got no down payment, you've got a low rate of interest, and you've got no monthly mortgage insurance, which are all things that make you have a lower payment than your neighbor. So
which
that's always
kind of goes into our topic is, you know, is now a good time to buy? I mean, we're coming out of I feel the real estate market is shifting and changing. Realtors among us are constantly saying the market is hot, their phones are ringing. So, you know, let's talk about what we've all been saying for the last couple years.
Absolutely, Allison. The question that we get from our buyers and that we have been getting from our buyers, I say for 24 months is now the time to buy? Is it a good time? Should I wait? Are things going to even get better? And I think the answer that I've been giving, and I think you probably could agree with this, is that for the last year, we've been saying, yes, now is the time to buy.
I guess it depends on which fence you're on, if you're a buyer or a seller.
It does.
Because I can tell you, I think sellers, it is a good time to sell. Inventory is low. Buyers, I'll personally say, and I could be shooting myself in the foot, I think they missed the absolute bottom, you know, so if they've been waiting and waiting and waiting, but I still think that we're on the down curve with slightly going up. You know, I think if they wait a whole lot longer, if next year, they think next year is going to be the time, I think they're going to be missing the boat.
Sure. And I think you're right. I mean, we've had a few years of the Fed buying up a lot of mortgage-backed securities to keep interest rates very low so that we can kind of get a housing recovery. And that's what has been keeping our interest rates as low as they have been. Well, the Fed has not been keeping a secret that that's going to end at some point.
Right.
And actually here recently, we had Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke say, we're going to start scaling this stuff back. And as soon as he said it, our interest rates started creeping up. So there is no secret. The math and the economics of that, the interest rates are going to have to go up. Now, that's not a terrible thing. I mean, what that means is that we're having a normalizing market.
Yeah.
When you have a market that's been manipulated to be down for so long, it's okay for it to recover. That's what we need. We need it to naturally stabilize and be in a natural place that's sustainable versus something that our government is kind of falsely keeping down.
Right.
So, you know, what that means is that as interest rates do go up, we're going to hopefully see a slow increase from here on out.
Yeah, I would say that it's gradual. Mm-hmm. I don't see any areas or conditions in our market that are ballooning out of control.
Sure.
Or, you know, rising exponentially over other markets. So each neighborhood is a little bit different. Each area is a little bit different. But things I feel are stabilizing. I know our inventory is hitting that 5 to 6 month mark, which is good for sellers. For buyers, what they need to realize is if they still want a good selection of property, they need to go ahead and start looking now, because once our supply starts going down even more, it's going to be more hard to find a good quality house that they want to put an offer on. They need to lock their rates, you know, because we were just talking this morning, rates have gone from a super low of what? High twos, low threes,
mm-hmm.
and now we're starting to inch somewhere around that low four mark.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and I think you're absolutely right, Allison. You know, what we're going to see is some stabilization of price values, and that's the thing is once the market can figure out where it's supposed to naturally be for interest rates and for values, that's when you start to get a normal market where you can have sellers and buyers who can make a good, fair negotiation for both sides. One person doesn't have the upper hand versus the other. And there's not this hysteria in the marketplace weighing it down one way or the other. So,
I definitely feel us heading there.
Sure. And it's going to be a little painful, a little rocky to get there. There's going to be some ups and some downs on both sides as far as interest rate and prices and things like that while we do figure out, kind of take this tumble and this head spin to try to finally slow down and catch our footing and say, okay, where is this new normal in the marketplace? But I do feel like we're moving in that direction versus having kind of a false interest rate
because somebody's been helping. They've been helping hold those rates low so buyers can jump into the market and afford the prices. I can say, you know, house prices are starting to go up a little bit here. And we were just talking about if the interest rates go up, sellers may actually feel a little bit of pullback because buyers can't afford the higher rate and the higher sales price.
Sure.
So we may have a little dip in those house prices rising so that the buyers can now, I guess, reconfigure what they can afford based
Absolutely.
On those new interest rates.
You know, just kind of a rough calculation that we did on the mortgage calculator later a few minutes ago, at an average sales price, an increase in interest rate of 1% is about $100 a month.
On a $200,000
mortgage.
So,
you know, that's a substantial amount when you're talking about a monthly budget. Now, certainly, most families, I think, if they really had to tighten their belt strings to say, this is the house we want, we got to get it, we could probably come up with an extra $100 a month to make it happen and make it be the right house for us. We don't go out to dinner, you know, two times a month, and you could probably get that extra $100.
But for some people, that could make or break their qualifying loan if they're buying a condo or something with fees.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't have that car payment paid off.
Or if they've been looking at the very tip top of their price range and now suddenly the interest rate goes up by a point, well, now the tip top of their price range needs to go down about $20,000 or so to stay in that monthly budget. So what I think is going to happen with the increase in interest rates, again, is we're going to see as values maybe had started to increase a little bit, they're going to start to stabilize. They're not going to continue to kind of shoot up because... again, the market's got to figure out where is it that we stand as far as these monthly payments and these mortgage rates are.
Yeah.
The other thing that we were looking at in the pilot, the article in the pilot was talking about FHA's mortgage insurance premiums. They recently had an increase earlier in the year. It wasn't a huge increase, but that was the monthly mortgage insurance premium did go up slightly. But a big change is that monthly mortgage insurance premium is going to be there for the life of the loan. It used to be that after 5 years, if you could show that you were at a 78% or less loan to value, that mortgage insurance would go away. So a lot of folks would jump into the market and think, you know what, I can hang out for 5 years, and then I know that my payment's going to go down if the market appreciates or if I can pay my house down a little bit. And that's not going to be the case anymore.
So unfortunately, I mean, that is the bad news, is these buyers that were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, it may not change their payment today because they were probably never going to have the 20% to put down.
Sure.
But it is going to change their payments in the long run.
Absolutely.
They won't be able to drop that off of their mortgage. Now, James, does that apply to refis as well? So if somebody refinances?
Yes. That's a great question. If someone does a refinance and they order a new FHA case number, then it's going to be within all of the new FHA guidelines. There is some rules with FHA refinances that if you purchased in mid-2009, if your case number is prior to mid-2009, there is some grandfathering that can be done on some lower mortgage insurance premiums.
But most people refinancing probably have more than 20% equity in their home anyways, because their loan to value, it's not going to be, I mean, there may be a few cases here and there where they end up having the mortgage insurance premium on and it might be tight numbers, but it is something to look at when you're refinancing.
Absolutely. And you know, we're finding those folks that have the FHA loan, and I think the spirit of the mortgage insurance premium rule changing that it's going to be for the life of the loan is that the FHA essentially doesn't want to be your loan forever. They want, when you get to a place where you have 20% equity in your home and your credit is established and you've got a good payment history on your house, they want you to move to that conventional loan that you don't need the mortgage insurance to back you and to help you qualify.
I didn't think about that. So when you're talking to the buyers that are coming in, or even clients that you've had, say, from today, 5 years in the future, mm-hmm. that's a good conversation to ask them is, you know, maybe it's time to refi into the conventional loan.
Sure.
Even if the rate isn't that much different, you can drop that mortgage insurance save some money.
That's right. FHA loan, I think, is a great tool, especially for first-time home buyers that don't want to put down a large down payment. Right now, the down payment for an FHA loan is 3.5%. And a lot of folks can come up with that 3.5% down, or they can get help from a family member to do that. They can even borrow against 401ks if they want to do that. There's a lot of ways to come up with that 3.5% down. And I think it's a great tool for purchasing a home, especially purchasing your first or second home, and then get in the marketplace, let that thing appreciate a little bit, and also let the balance get paid down a little bit. And then when you're ready, after, you know, five, six, 7 years, and the market has recovered, I think we're going to see a lot of folks coming back and saying, hey, can I look into a conventional loan, get rid of some of this mortgage insurance?
Mm-hmm. That's your job security, James.
Yeah, that's right. Let's hope.
Well, that's a lot of good information. I hope our listeners, you know, really take to heart what we're trying to say is, you know, things are going to constantly change, and it doesn't necessarily think that it's going to change for the better, depending on which fence you're on. You really need to look at what you need to do and what's best for your family. So sellers may want to look at that opportunity of getting their home sold while the prices are still slightly increasing, and buyers might want to go ahead and get into the mix so that they can keep their interest rate as low as possible, because you and I both believe that rates are only going to start to increase at this point.
Mm-hmm. I think the answer to the question that we started with is, now a good time to buy? I think the answer is still a resounding yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whether that be in 6 months or 12 months, if that's your goal, you need to talk to somebody today. It's important to get your pre-qualification done, and it's important to team up with a good realtor so that you can, one, know where you stand as far as qualification, and you may need to have some credit things addressed or start to get a down payment together. Or two, you can get with that good realtor that can help you understand what neighborhood you're going to be in, all those important questions that come with finding the right house. So the answer is don't wait. Let's not wait till the next big thing changes in our market to make me go, man, I should have looked into
that. Well, James, thank you so much. You guys can contact James at Veterans United. His cell number is 757-274-3444.